listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We bless God for his word to us, and we thank God that we can come this evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week we stopped at verse 22 of Mark 2, and we will continue from there. But God is speaking to us through the gospel writings of Mark. He's showing us, we see Mark shows us Christ on the move, and he emphasized the actions and deeds of Jesus Christ. We see him healing the sick, casting out demons, performing all these miracles, teaching and preaching in the synagogues. So we see Mark portrays Jesus on the move, going at a rapid pace. So we see things slowing down a bit when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. So we see that Mark is the same John Mark, the son of Mary, in whose house the early church met. They gathered together to pray for Peter, who was arrested by Herod. So we see, we can read about this in Acts chapter 12, verses 12 through 17. And we see Mark also went with Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. And we can read about that in Acts 13, verse 5. So we see Mark wrote to the Romans. And we see he wrote in such a way, showing Jesus on the move. So we see also that he identifies his theme in the first verse of the Gospel of John, of Mark, the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So Jesus is the Son, the divine Son of God. So the major emphasis of the Gospel writings of Mark is to show the divinity of Jesus Christ. He is the divine Son of God. So we see last week we stopped at Mark 2, verse 22. And we'll start from there this week. So let us pray and begin. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for this opportunity to continue to teach your people your word. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that learning will take place, that we will come to that place of understanding your word and applying it unto wisdom. Father God, you are calling us to be wise people, but without your word, O God Almighty, we have no wisdom. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we, O God Almighty, will glean from your word, and we will eat of your word and be filled up with you, and that we will grow in grace and knowledge of you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who illuminates your word to us and help us to know, O God, that you're calling us, Almighty God, to practice what you say. Father God, we pray today that you will help us, Almighty God, and lead us and guide us into all truth. Teach us, O God Almighty, your ways, Holy Spirit, and help us, O God, to adhere to what you're saying. Father, we thank you again for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your people who took the time out to hear your word. Father God, some, O God, are saved. Some are not yet saved. But I pray right now, O God Almighty Lord, that you will illuminate your word to those, mighty God, that are not yet saved, that they will come to understand that, O God, they are sinners. They have sinned and they need a Savior. Father God, I pray today, O God, that you will open their eyes to you, Jesus, and that they will cry, oh, Jesus, save me. Father, we thank you again, oh God, for your people who are saved, oh God, that you, oh God, will help them to grow in grace and knowledge of you. Father, we thank you for your presence and what you're doing here this evening as we look to you by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we say amen. Amen. So we look in Mark 2 as Jesus, you know, speaking about these two parables. He spoke in verse 22, verse 21, he spoke of the piece of unshrunk cloth and an old garment. And he said, if we put a new piece of cloth on an old garment, it pulls away from it. And we see that there will be a tear in that garment, making things worse. So he spoke of no one putting new wine in old wineskin in verse 22. Or else the new wine bursts the wineskin. The new wine we know is not yet fermented. So when it's put in the new wineskin, it bursts it. It expands, so it bursts the wineskin. And it is ruined. But new wine, Jesus said, must be put into new wineskin. What is Jesus saying? The old is not compatible with the new. The old covenant serves its time and was fulfilled by Christ Jesus. The Lord wants us to live the new life in him without mixing the new with the old. The new covenant is in his blood. So we don't want to be trying to please God by human efforts and also saying that we're trusting in Jesus. Remember, the word tells us in Mark chapter 5, many came to Jesus and said, what must we do to be saved? Jesus said, what must we do? They said, what must we do to do the works of the Lord? Jesus said, believe on the Son of God. That is the work of the Lord. Believe, trust the Son. So we are calling to trust in Jesus Christ, to trust in the new covenant. The new covenant is in his blood. So let us walk each day in the new life that Christ has given us. He has prepared the way for us, people of God. Let us walk in newness of life as those that have been redeemed. He has bought us back. Remember, we were in sin, so bounded by the sins of this world. We were in bondage, but he has redeemed us from the sin-sick life and has really bought us unto himself. So remember, people of God, that we are not our own. We are bought with a price, and we are called to live the new life which is in Christ Jesus. The word tells us in Luke 5:39, and no one having drunk old wine immediately desires new. So think of it. When we are so much caught up in the old lifestyle, some of us, all we know is trying to please God by works. So now we are told, just put your trust in Jesus. Trust Jesus, because he has already done the work for us. How many of us, people of God, can understand that? It's too easy for some of us. We must be doing something for God to be pleased with us. But God said in his word that he's pleased with the work that his Son has done. It pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus. So we have to understand the new covenant. The new covenant is for us to put our faith in Jesus Christ, unite with him, people of God. And we will live that new life through the Spirit. We are now to live a Spirit-led life. We have to understand that. So the new covenant is in the blood of Jesus. He has already paid the price for us at Calvary. He became our sin substitute. So we have to understand that there is new life in him. So if we continue to mix the old covenant and the new, we are doing it wrong. So we have to understand that the new covenant is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. He fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law. So we have to understand that now in him, we are living a fulfilled life because he has already fulfilled the law. We must understand, people of God. It's by our faith in Jesus Christ that we are declared righteous. Our faith in Jesus Christ, we are now declared righteous. So let us walk in the new life that is in Christ Jesus. Let us walk as those that have been redeemed. For we are redeemed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The old covenant was temporary. We have to understand that. But the new is here forever. So we must place our trust in Jesus Christ. We cannot come to God no other way. So there is no other way for us to come to the Father, Jesus said, but through him. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The new covenant is in the blood of Jesus Christ. The new covenant is in Christ Jesus. So we can't go by our human efforts, trying to do works to please God. God is only pleased with the work that his Son has done at the cross. He's pleased. It pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus for us. So we have to understand the new life that we now have in him. We have to live to please him. We have to live as children of light. We have to walk in the light as he's in the light. He is the light of the world. So we must walk in the light, showing forth his glory and his praise. Living a life, people of God, that show forth the characteristics of Jesus Christ. The new life that is in Christ Jesus. We can only live it through the Spirit. So we must be in a close relationship with the Holy Spirit so that we can live the new life. We don't have to be trying to patch up the old and the new. But we have to come to understand that we are to live the new life in Christ Jesus. The Word of God says, but new wine must be put into new wineskin. Our minds have to be renewed. We have to get rid of the old thinking. We have to get rid of the old thoughts, the old things that are contrary to the will of God. God is able to renew our minds with his word so that we will be transformed. Our minds will be renewed. Then we will know what is good and what is acceptable and what is the perfect will of God for us. So we see, people of God, God is calling us to live the new life which is in him. Cannot mix the old and the new. It won't work. The new covenant is in the blood of Jesus Christ. So let us walk in the new life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, has made me free from trying to live by the law to please God. He cannot be pleased. He is pleased by the work that his Son has done at the cross for us. Now we see in verse 25 of Mark 2. Now it happened that he went through the grain field on the Sabbath. And as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. They were going through the grain field on the Sabbath day. They were walking, and the disciples began to pluck the heads of grain. But look at it. There were religious people everywhere watching Jesus. People of God, when we decide to live for Christ, there will be religious people watching us. So the word tells us, the Pharisees said to him, look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath? So the religious leaders thought that the disciples had sinned because they plucked the grains on the Sabbath day. But look at what Jesus said to them in verse 25. People of God, look on Jesus' response to the Pharisees. These were the religious people. The religious people who studied the law. And they tried to live the law in their own effort. They were trying to be blameless. But we cannot be blameless without Christ. He makes us blameless. So we see the word said in verse 25 of Mark 2. But he said to them, have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and those with him? Didn't you read about David? What he did when he was in need and he was hungry, he and those with him. And people of God, he's referring to 1 Samuel 21, 1 to 6. The word said how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the shewbread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and also gave of to those who were with him. So we are going to read in 1 Samuel 21, 1 to 6, and see how David ate of the shewbread. And people of God, Jesus himself said, it was not lawful except for the priests. But he was at that time given that privilege to eat of that showbread. So what is Jesus saying? If there is a need and you are hungry, then you can eat on the Sabbath. You can pluck grains on the Sabbath and eat. Because we are going to hear later on in this chapter as Jesus continued to speak on the Sabbath. People of God, we must be very careful that we don't allow anything to master us. But let us submit to our Master Jesus Christ and hear his word and follow him. Many of us are following some things which are not of Christ. So we read in 1 Samuel 21, 1 through 6. And we read about David and him having that holy bread. Now David came to Nob, to Ahimelech, the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid when he met David and said to him, "Why are you alone? And no one is with you." So David said to Ahimelech, the priest, "The king had ordered me on some business and said to me, 'Do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I send you or what I have commanded you. And I have directed my young men to such and such a place. Now therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand or whatever can be found.'" So David was here running from Saul at this time, but he did not tell the priest exactly that he was running from Saul. So the priest answered David and said, "There is no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread." There is no common bread, the ordinary bread for anybody to eat. It's not here, but I have the holy bread, the show bread. "There is no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread. If the young men have at least kept themselves from women, so if the young men have been set apart for a while, they can at least have this holy bread." Then David answered the priest and said to him, "Truly women have been kept from us about 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in effect common, even though it was consecrated in the vessel this day." So the priest gave him holy bread, for there was no bread there but the show bread, which had been taken from before the Lord in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken away. So we see this was holy bread. This was what Jesus was talking about. Didn't you read? Religious people, didn't you read? Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry? So that means when you are in need and hungry, you can do good. Whatever good you do on the Sabbath, it is lawful. So when he was in need and hungry, don't you remember that David had the showbread, which was only for the priests? It was lawful only for the priests to eat. So we have to understand David got those showbread, and he ate, and also those who were with him. So look at verse 27 of Mark 2. "And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.'" He said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." So man is in charge of the Sabbath. The Sabbath day was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Sabbath is not to have control over any man. So man has control over the Sabbath. So if we do good works on the Sabbath, people of God, we have to understand the doctor in the hospital on the Sabbath and doing good work, the nurse, and all those who are doing good work on the Sabbath, they are not doing anything unlawful. We have to understand that Jesus Christ himself has fulfilled the law So we see, people of God, we cannot put new wine into old wineskin. We cannot sit and be so bound by the Sabbath that we cannot even do good on the Sabbath. This is not of God. It's not lawful. So remember, David, Jesus said, when he was hungry and in need, he went to the priest and said, give me bread. The priest only had the sure bread. That was only lawful for the priest to have. So we see, people of God, he gave those to David, and he also gave to those men that were with him. So what Jesus is saying, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. You see the religious people, every time they would come and try, be looking at Jesus, spying on him, and try to say that he was breaking the Sabbath. When Jesus healed all those people on the Sabbath day, they were saying that Jesus was doing things that were unlawful. But Jesus himself, people of God, the Word of God was made flesh and came to earth. So we see, people of God, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Look on verse 28 of Mark 2. Jesus said, therefore the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. The Son of Man is also master of the Sabbath. Jesus is in control of everything, including the Sabbath day. All things were made by him, and all things consist by him. He holds everything together, people of God. Jesus is in complete control of everything. The Sabbath does not control man. We have to understand that man was made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So we don't allow the day to control us. We don't become so caught up in the day, still living the old life, allowing the Mosaic law to keep us in bondage, not knowing that the law is already fulfilled. Jesus Christ came and he fulfilled that law for us. So the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus Christ, he is Lord. He wants to be Lord over your life. And if he's Lord over your life, then he is telling you this afternoon, this evening, that he's also Lord of the Sabbath. So do not allow the Sabbath day to keep you bound, that you cannot do certain things. You don't even want to touch the elevator button to go up and down. You have to wait until somebody else comes to touch it. People of God, that's bondage. That's bondage. Christ came to set us free. He comes to open prison doors, to make the lame walk and the blind see. He comes, people of God, for us to understand that man, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. He said, therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus Christ is in control of the Sabbath. Let us give our lives to his control, and he will lead us. He will guide us. He will show us the path to take. He will lead us in the path of righteousness. People of God, he's in control of everything. He wants to control our lives. He wants us to live a life completely dependent upon him, walking hand in hand with him, following in his footstep every step of the journey, knowing that he is in complete control. He is Lord of our lives. He is our master. So we want to be people who trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing that Jesus Christ himself is our Sabbath rest. Jesus himself is our Sabbath rest. When we are walking in fellowship with Jesus, we find that sweet rest that can come only through him. It's not just physical rest on a day, but Jesus Christ give us spiritual rest, emotional rest, mental rest, people of God, so we can walk each day knowing that he has fulfilled the law. He has fulfilled the law. So we must trust in him, and we must know that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. People of God, we must know that we are not condemned. Our hearts will condemn us, but the word tells us that our God is greater than our hearts. So sometimes we might feel condemned, but may God remind us through his word today that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So when we are in Christ Jesus, we find that rest that is in him. And it's not just taking a day off and saying that we don't do anything on this day. But the word is telling us that we can do good, and we are called to do good every day of our lives. So God is calling us as people of God to know that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. The Son of Man is the master of the Sabbath. He is our rest. So let us find our rest in Jesus Christ and know that he is our Sabbath rest. So we as God's people must rest in Jesus Christ, and knowing that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So we cannot allow the Sabbath to keep us in bondage, but we can go forth knowing that Christ has come and he has released us from the bondage of sin. He has opened up the prison doors and he has set us free. We are no more bound by the things that were holding us back, but we are now free in Christ Jesus, our Sabbath rest. So let us remember, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, therefore the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. So we continue to trust in Jesus. We continue to rest in him and find that sweet peace and that sweet tranquility in our soul as we rest in Jesus Christ as the Lord of the Sabbath. He is our Sabbath rest. Praise the Lord. So we are here at the end of our session, and we'll continue next week in Mark 3. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you that you are our Sabbath rest. And we thank you right now, Almighty God, that we, O God Almighty Lord, will continue to glean from your word, and we will continue to obey your word and find that sweet rest in you. Father, we bless you and we love you and we look to you by faith. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ, and continue to feed on his word and live for him daily. Amen and amen. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.